The Art of Loving. By Eric Fromm. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Art of Loving by Eric Fromm is a book about the importance of love in our lives. Fromm argues that love is an art, and that it requires practice and dedication to master. He believes that love is a skill that can be learned, and that it is essential for a meaningful life. He also believes that love is a form of self-expression, and that it is a way to connect with others. Fromm begins by discussing the different types of love, including parental love, romantic love, and brotherly love. He argues that each type of love has its own unique characteristics, and that it is important to understand the differences between them. He also discusses the importance of self-love, and how it is essential for a healthy relationship with others. Fromm then goes on to discuss the various obstacles to love, such as fear, possessiveness, and the need for power. He argues that these obstacles can prevent us from truly loving another person, and that they must be overcome in order to experience true love. He also discusses the importance of communication in relationships, and how it can help to foster understanding and trust. Finally, Fromm discusses the importance of commitment in relationships. He argues that commitment is essential for a successful relationship, and that it requires dedication and hard work. He also discusses the importance of self-discipline, and how it can help us to stay true to our commitments. The Art of Loving by Eric Fromm is an insightful and thought-provoking book about the importance of love in our lives. Fromm argues that love is an art, and that it requires practice and dedication to master. He also discusses the various obstacles to love, such as fear, possessiveness, and the need for power. He also discusses the importance of communication and commitment in relationships, and how they can help to foster understanding and trust. This book is an essential read for anyone looking to deepen their understanding of love and relationships. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Love is an art that requires practice and dedication. Love is not something that can be achieved overnight, but rather something that requires practice and dedication to master. Fromm argues that love is an art that must be learned and developed over time. Main idea number 2. Love is an active process. Love is not something that is passive, but rather an active process that requires effort and commitment. Fromm argues that love is a conscious decision that must be made and maintained in order to be successful. Main idea number 3. Love is a decision. Love is not something that is predetermined or predetermined by fate, but rather a decision that must be made and maintained. Fromm argues that love is a conscious decision that must be made and maintained in order to be successful. Main idea number 4. Love is a balance between giving and receiving. Love is not something that is one-sided, but rather a balance between giving and receiving. Fromm argues that love is a balance between giving and receiving, and that both parties must be willing to give and receive in order to have a successful relationship. Main idea number 5. Love is a mutual commitment. Love is not something that is taken lightly, but rather a mutual commitment between two people. Fromm argues that love is a mutual commitment between two people, and that both parties must be willing to make and maintain this commitment in order to have a successful relationship. Main idea number 6. Love is a process of self-discovery. Love is not something that is predetermined, but rather a process of self-discovery. Fromm argues that love is a process of self-discovery, and that both parties must be willing to explore and discover themselves in order to have a successful relationship. Main idea number 7. Love is a process of growth. Love is not something that is stagnant, but rather a process of growth. Fromm argues that love is a process of growth, and that both parties must be willing to grow and develop in order to have a successful relationship. Main idea number 8. Love is a process of transformation. Love is not something that is static, but rather a process of transformation. Fromm argues that love is a process of transformation, and that both parties must be willing to transform and evolve in order to have a successful relationship. Main idea number 9. Love is a process of communication. Love is not something that is silent, but rather a process of communication. Fromm argues that love is a process of communication, and that both parties must be willing to communicate in order to have a successful relationship. Main idea number 10. Love is a process of understanding. Love is not something that is superficial, but rather a process of understanding. Fromm argues that love is a process of understanding, and that both parties must be willing to understand each other in order to have a successful relationship. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Love is an art, just like drawing or painting. It requires practice and dedication to master. It is not something that can be achieved overnight, but rather something that must be learned and developed over time. To love someone is to understand them, to accept them, and to be able to give them the care and attention they need. It is a skill that must be honed and perfected, and it takes time and effort to do so. Love is not something that can be taken for granted. It requires effort and dedication to make it work. It is a process of learning and understanding, of giving and receiving, of patience and perseverance. It is an art that must be practiced and perfected, and it takes time and effort to do so. Love is an art that requires practice and dedication. It is not something that can be achieved overnight, but rather something that must be learned and developed over time. It is a skill that must be honed and perfected, and it takes time and effort to do so. Love is an art that must be practiced and perfected, and it takes time and effort to do so. Main idea number 2. Love is an active process that requires effort and commitment. It is not something that can be taken for granted or assumed to be present in a relationship. Love is a conscious decision that must be made and maintained in order to be successful. It is not something that can be achieved through mere luck or chance. Love requires dedication and hard work in order to be successful. It is a process that must be nurtured and cultivated in order to grow and thrive. Love is not something that can be forced or coerced. It must be freely given and accepted in order to be genuine. It is a choice that must be made and maintained in order to be successful. Love is an active process that requires effort and commitment from both parties in order to be successful. It is not something that can be taken for granted or assumed to be present in a relationship. Love is a conscious decision that must be made and maintained in order to be successful. It is not something that can be achieved through mere luck or chance. Love requires dedication and hard work in order to be successful. It is a process that must be nurtured and cultivated in order to grow and thrive. Love is an active process that requires effort and commitment from both parties in order to be successful. Main idea number 3. Love is a decision, an active commitment that we make to another person. It is not something that is predetermined or predetermined by fate, but rather a decision that must be made and maintained. Fromm argues that love is a conscious decision that must be made and maintained in order to be successful. He states that love is not a feeling, but rather an act of will, and that it requires effort and dedication. He further argues that love is not a passive emotion, but rather an active commitment that requires effort and dedication. He believes that love is a decision that must be made and maintained in order to be successful. Fromm argues that love is not a feeling, but rather an act of will. He states that love is not a passive emotion, but rather an active commitment that requires effort and dedication. He believes that love is a decision that must be made and maintained in order to be successful. He further argues that love is not something that is predetermined or predetermined by fate, but rather a decision that must be made and maintained. He believes that love is a conscious decision that must be made and maintained in order to be successful. Fromm argues that love is not something that can be taken for granted, but rather something that must be actively pursued and maintained. He believes that love is a conscious decision that must be made and maintained in order to be successful. He further argues that love is not a passive emotion, but rather an active commitment that requires effort and dedication. He believes that love is a decision that must be made and maintained in order to be successful. Main idea number 4. Love is not something that is one-sided, but rather a balance between giving and receiving. Fromm argues that love is a balance between giving and receiving, and that both parties must be willing to give and receive in order to have a successful relationship. He states that love is the only rational act and that it is the active concern for the life and growth of that which we love. This means that both parties must be willing to give and receive in order to create a healthy and loving relationship. Fromm also argues that love is not just a feeling, but an action. He states that love is not primarily a relationship to a specific person, it is an attitude, an orientation of character which determines the relatedness of a person to the world as a whole. This means that love is not just about the relationship between two people, but rather a way of living and being in the world. It is an attitude of openness and acceptance that allows us to connect with others and the world around us. Love is a balance between giving and receiving, and it is essential for a healthy relationship. Fromm argues that both parties must be willing to give and receive in order to create a successful relationship. He also states that love is not just a feeling, but an action, and that it is an attitude of openness and acceptance that allows us to connect with others and the world around us. Love is a balance between giving and receiving, and it is essential for a healthy relationship. Main idea number 5. Love is not something that is taken lightly, but rather a mutual commitment between two people. Fromm argues that love is a mutual commitment between two people, and that both parties must be willing to make and maintain this commitment in order to have a successful relationship. This commitment involves a willingness to be open and honest with each other, to be supportive and understanding, and to be willing to make sacrifices for the other person. It also involves a willingness to accept the other person for who they are, and to be willing to work through any issues that may arise. Love is not a one-way street, but rather a two-way street, and both parties must be willing to put in the effort to make it work. Love is not just about the good times, but also about the bad times. It is about being there for each other in times of need, and being willing to work through any issues that may arise. It is about being able to communicate openly and honestly, and being willing to compromise and make sacrifices for the other person. It is about being able to trust and rely on each other, and being able to forgive and move on from any mistakes that may have been made. Love is a commitment that requires both parties to be willing to put in the effort to make it work. Main idea number 6. Love is not something that is predetermined, but rather a process of self-discovery. Through this process, we learn more about ourselves and our partner, and we can grow together. We learn to accept and appreciate our differences, and to understand our similarities. We learn to trust and to be vulnerable with each other. We learn to communicate our needs and desires, and to be open to compromise. We learn to be patient and understanding, and to forgive and move on. We learn to be supportive and encouraging, and to celebrate each other's successes. We learn to be honest and authentic, and to be true to ourselves and our partner. We learn to be kind and compassionate, and to be generous with our love. Ultimately, we learn to love ourselves and our partner more deeply and authentically. Love is a journey of self-discovery, and it is a journey that is worth taking. It is a journey that can bring us closer together, and it can help us to become better versions of ourselves. It is a journey that can bring us joy and fulfillment, and it can help us to create a lasting and meaningful relationship. Love is a process of self-discovery, and it is a process that is worth exploring. Main idea number 7. Love is a process of growth, and it is not something that can be achieved overnight. It requires both parties to be willing to grow and develop in order to have a successful relationship. Love is not a static state, but rather a dynamic process that requires both parties to be open to change and growth. It is a journey of self-discovery and exploration, and it is only through this process that true love can be achieved. The process of growth in love is not easy, and it requires both parties to be willing to take risks and be vulnerable. It requires both parties to be willing to be honest and open with each other, and to be willing to accept each other's flaws and imperfections. It also requires both parties to be willing to compromise and to be willing to make sacrifices for the sake of the relationship. Love is a process of growth, and it is something that must be nurtured and cultivated in order to be successful. It requires both parties to be willing to put in the effort and to be willing to make the necessary changes in order to make the relationship work. It is a journey of self-discovery and exploration, and it is only through this process that true love can be achieved. Main idea number 8. Love is a process of transformation. It is not something that is static, but rather a process of growth and change. Both parties must be willing to transform and evolve in order to have a successful relationship. Love is not just a feeling, but an active process of giving and receiving. It requires both parties to be open to change and to be willing to take risks. It is a process of learning and understanding, of growing and developing together. It is a process of becoming more than what we were before. Love is a journey, not a destination. It is a process of learning and growing together, of understanding and accepting each other. It is a process of communication and compromise, of trust and respect. It is a process of self-discovery and self-expression. It is a process of transformation, of becoming more than what we were before. Love is a process of transformation, and it is not something that can be achieved overnight. It takes time, effort, and dedication to make it work. It requires both parties to be open to change and to be willing to take risks. It is a process of learning and understanding, of growing and developing together. It is a process of becoming more than what we were before. Main idea number 9. Love is not something that is silent, but rather a process of communication. Fromm argues that love is a process of communication, and that both parties must be willing to communicate in order to have a successful relationship. He states that communication is essential for love to exist, and that it is the only way to truly understand and appreciate one another. Communication is not only verbal, but also nonverbal, and it is important to be able to express one's feelings and thoughts in order to build a strong bond. Communication is also a way to show respect and appreciation for one another, and it is essential for a healthy relationship. Fromm also argues that communication is not only about expressing one's feelings and thoughts, but also about listening and understanding. He states that it is important to be able to listen to one another and to understand each other's feelings and perspectives. This is essential for a successful relationship, as it allows both parties to be heard and understood. Communication is also a way to resolve conflicts and to build trust, as it allows both parties to express their feelings and to come to a mutual understanding. In conclusion, Fromm argues that love is a process of communication, and that both parties must be willing to communicate in order to have a successful relationship. Communication is essential for love to exist, and it is the only way to truly understand and appreciate one another. It is important to be able to express one's feelings and thoughts, as well as to listen and understand each other's feelings and perspectives. Communication is also a way to show respect and appreciation for one another, and it is essential for a healthy relationship. Main idea number 10. Love is not something that can be achieved overnight. It is a process of understanding, and both parties must be willing to understand each other in order to have a successful relationship. Love is not just a feeling, but a commitment to understanding and accepting each other. It is a process of learning about each other, and of being open to the other person's thoughts and feelings. It is a process of communication, of listening and of being willing to compromise. It is a process of growth, of learning and of being able to accept each other's differences. Love is not just a feeling, but a commitment to understanding and accepting each other. It is a process of learning about each other, and of being open to the other person's thoughts and feelings. It is a process of communication, of listening and of being willing to compromise. It is a process of growth, of learning and of being able to accept each other's differences. Love is not just a feeling, but a commitment to understanding and accepting each other, and to growing together. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.